carefully because I don't have much time. We denominate them first into Christian and non-Christian. Those are just names. We differentiate the religious groups in this world by naming these are Christian groups, these are non-Christian groups. Christian groups are denominated first into Catholic and Protestant. Those are names. Then into smaller groups. Notice the difference between being a Catholic church and being the Catholic church. Catholic is denominated into Roman Catholic, American Catholic, and Eastern Orthodox Catholic. Protestant groups are denominated into Methodists, Presbyterians, Mormons, Baptists, Episcopalians, and then those groups are further denominated into sects. A sect is a more narrowly identified grouping within a larger religious group. In Old Israel, the Nazarites formed a sect within the larger religious community of faith. It is interesting that even in New Testament times, the Jewish religion had denominationalized itself. That's what it means to be a Pharisee. That's a name. They named themselves Pharisees or Sadducees or Zealots or Essenes. That was their name. That's how they differentiated themselves from the rest of the Jewish community. Now, we run into a semantic problem here. And a conceptual problem, because as I've tried to point out, every name is denominational by its nature. You cannot name something without denominating. You can't do it. A restoration fellowship, a restoration congregation, does not believe that it is either inclusively or exclusively the church, the kingdom of God. That is, a person who believes in the spirit of restoration does not believe that in order to be saved, a person has to attend a fellowship that calls itself the Church of Christ or has Church of Christ over the door. Equally important is the fact that a true restorationist does not believe that all of those who attend churches of Christ are necessarily redeemed. You're not saved because you enter a building that has Church of Christ over the door. What then is the restoration attitude toward denominations? Very quickly, a few years ago in the congregation where I was preaching, our educational minister suggested a book called Experiencing God for all of our adult classes. And we got that book. And it proved to be an extremely interesting and thought-provoking study written by a Baptist preacher whose name is Henry Blackaby. But there were some things in that book that made some of us uncomfortable. Mr. Blackaby talked in his book about how God speaks to us through various providential methods. On page 66 of that book, he said that he felt that God was leading the Baptist church that he was preaching for to start another Baptist church in some nearby town. And they decided that in order to understand which town God wanted them to go to, they would go to that town and conduct a survey of the people who lived there. They did that. In this particular town, he said, there was a lady who told him that she had prayed for 30 years that God would bring a Baptist church to her town. And in that same town, there was another man who told him that he had been praying, I'm just quoting Blackaby, 5 hours a day for 4.5 years that God would bring a Baptist church to his town. Mr. Blackaby said that was proof to him that God was leading him to start a Baptist church in that town. Now, we're getting to a really hard part of this sermon, and I need your attention. And you need to listen to everything I have to say before you get angry with me and misunderstand me. Now, if you get angry with me after you understand me, that's okay. But I don't want you to be angry with me when you misunderstand me. A person who believes in restoration principles is bothered by that kind of thinking. In fact, they simply would not believe it. Now listen carefully. As a restorationist, I believe that God has great interest in the church being established in every town. But I do not believe that God has the slightest interest in there being a Baptist church in that town, or, as a matter of fact, in any other town. And the reason for that is that the word Baptist is a denominational term that designates a religious group that is neither inclusively nor exclusively the church that Jesus came to build. Now, here comes the hard part. This is even harder. I have something to say to you that some of you will not like, but you need to listen. A person who really understands what it means to believe in restoring New Testament teachings and practices would be just as disturbed if they read a book written by a leader of a Church of Christ that said that God had led him to start a religious organization called the Church of Christ in some town. Because the spirit of restoration demands that using the words Church of Christ as a name gives it denominational overtones, in the same way that referring to Church of Christ literature or Church of Christ colleges or Church of Christ doctrine is a denominationalizing of those words. If we want to be non-denominational, we must stop talking and acting and even